That'll be a policy decision that'll be made back in Washington, D.C. And just as our mission is derived from policy, if we have a policy change, then we will execute the missions that are given to us.
Last week, the Undersecretary of Defense, Eric Edelman, slammed New York Senator Hillary Clinton when she sent a letter to the Pentagon asking them to brief Congress on their plans to redeploy U.S. troops out of Iraq, leading to Edelman blasting Clinton as reinforcing enemy propaganda. Today, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, who was supporting Clinton for president, was asked on a conference call if today's news indicates that Senator Clinton is overly optimistic that a troop withdrawal, which she's been advocating, could happen sooner.
I think that what she has done is study the aspects of the withdrawal, but one of the reasons that she sent this letter to the Secretary of Defense was in order to get information in terms of the various tactical aspects of this and the withdrawal. And frankly, the answer was so appalling that, you know, it was unpatriotic or whatever to ask the question. But I think that she obviously, as somebody who serves on the Armed Services Committee, wants to have all the facts about this, and to what she's going to be doing is assessing these various issues. She has made clear that we have to leave.
The Clinton camp was feeling good about themselves today, particularly after being praised by several mainstream news analysts regarding this exchange about dealing with some foreign leaders in countries whom the U.S. has not recently been negotiating with, be it from Iran, Cuba, or Venezuela. Barack Obama was asked the question first and replied thusly.
I would. And the reason is this, that the notion that somehow not talking to countries is punishment to them, which has been the guiding diplomatic principle of this administration, is ridiculous. Now, Ronald Reagan and Democratic presidents like JFK constantly spoke to Soviet Union at a time when Ronald Reagan called them an evil empire. And the reason is because they understood that we may not trust them, they may pose an extraordinary danger to this country, but we have the obligation to find areas where we can potentially move forward.
That was followed by Senator Clinton's measured response.
Well, I will not promise to meet with the leaders of these countries during my first year. I will promise a very vigorous diplomatic effort, because I think it is not that you promise a meeting at that high a level before you know what the intentions are. I don't want to be used for propaganda purposes. I don't want to make a situation even worse. But I certainly agree that we need to get back to diplomacy, which has been turned into a bad word by this administration. And I will pursue very vigorous diplomacy, and I will use a lot of high-level presidential envoys to test the waters, to feel the way. But certainly we're not going to just have our president meet with Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez and, you know, the president of North Korea, Iran, and Syria until we know better what the way forward would be.
John Edwards then echoed Clinton to a degree.
Senator Edwards, would you meet with Hugo Chavez, Fidel Castro, Kim Jong-il?
Yes, and I think actually Senator Clinton's right, though. Before that meeting takes place, we need to do the work, the diplomacy, to make sure that the meeting's not going to be used for propaganda purposes, will not be used to just beat down the United States of America in the world community.
The Clinton camp was crowing about that exchange today as they sent Madeleine Albright on a conference call to triumph the moment.
For me, in listening to the answer to the question about whether she'd meet with foreign leaders within 1 year, I felt that she gave a very sophisticated answer, which showed her understanding of the whole process. And I think if you look back at real breakthroughs and diplomatic history, what you basically find is that in order to understand where the situation is, to clear the underbrush away, it is necessary to have lower-level people make the initial contact. And for instance, when Kim Jong-il's representative came to the United States and invited President Clinton to come to Pyongyang, he very specifically said, I'm not going until my Secretary of State goes to assess the situation. That is a process that is absolutely essential and shows, I think, Senator Clinton's understanding of how the diplomatic tool needs to be used, that it's a step-by-step process and not just some event. So I felt that she really understood the process, the value of the presidency, how you use it, and that you can't use it to advance propaganda. So it made a lot of sense to me.